Coach, if you can give us some opening comments.
Sure. I'm very proud of the team this year. I think that, despite some setbacks, I think this team accomplished a lot. Was one of the greatest groups that I've had in terms of culture, and they did a lot for this program, and I'm very proud of them. And congratulations to Maryland. They played a great game tonight, and they really deserve to win.
Kelly, you controlled the pace in the first half just the way you wanted to, but couldn't stop their attack towards the end. Can you talk a little bit about how they got sort of an advantage on the attack when you were trying to, control? What enabled them to get a lead despite you being able to control the pace?
Yeah, I think in the first half we had some chances and we just didn't capitalize on them. And, you have to do that in these types of games. That it's a game of inches, and you got two really good teams out there, so you have to capitalize on the opportunities that you have, and we didn't. We still did it. We still played a great half, but I think if we had capitalized, we would have gained a little bit more momentum, and we were able to kind of do what we needed to do.
Were they doing anything that you hadn't seen on film in your preparation coming into the game?
No, they have great players. They played great team defense, and we needed to play a little bit more aggressive. I think you saw towards the end of the game when we had to play aggressive, we actually had some pretty good looks. And, that's the way you have to play. You have to play fearless all the time. We talked about that. And I could not be more proud of the effort that the team put forth today. But credit goes to Maryland. They played a great game.
Listen, you guys have struggled to score throughout the season more than any of the four teams you've done. It's sometimes just too much of a burden to try to win a low-scoring game.
We don't plan for it to be low-scoring. I think Maryland did a great job with their defense. I think we gave our best effort, but definitely came up a little bit short.
Also for Alyssa, can you talk a little bit about facing off Taylor Cummings at the draw? You're great. She's great at it. Did you try to approach things a little differently than you might normally have?
No, I think that a lot of the balls kind of went to the outside of the circle. And, neither of us were really getting our sets to go straight up. And it was just kind of a scramble on the ground, and whoever came up with it didn't look like we lost too bad in the draws area, but definitely came up short there, which is something that, we've worked on all year. But they did a great job. I think she's great, very young player.
Parkland had a phenomenal game all around the net. Did she present challenges that were unexpected even for you?
No, not really. I watched my film. I think Hayden, credit goes to my defender in front of me. Hayden did a great job doing her best controlling her. She's a great player, and she has a great shot and a good finish, but I think Hayden did her job and gave me the best opportunity to make a save. Whether she scored or I did make a save, Hayden gave me the best opportunity to stop the ball.
Kelly, was two questions. Number one, was the shadowing you did of Tara Cummings, did you feel that was the key to stopping Maryland? Because they only did score 9 goals. And also, how excited are you next year to maybe be playing Maryland 3 times now that they're both in the Big Ten?
In terms of the defensive game plan, we felt like if we could, kind of contain Taylor, that we could focus in on, you know, their other key assets. It's obviously they have a lot of assets, so it's tough to stop, but I think our overall our defense did a great job. Bridget did a great job in the cage, and you know, we're very excited obviously about the Big Ten going and Maryland being part of that. It's hard to think about next year today, but yes, we are very excited about it, and obviously we'll have a continued great rivalry with them.
Bridget, can you talk about the challenge of facing someone like Brooke Griffin as a shooter or also as a feeder? She seems to have come from a lot of different angles and tough to kind of predict. She seemed to have a pretty good game today as well.
No, yeah. I mean, Maryland has a ton of threats. Credit goes to them. They have a lot of great goal scorers. As for me and my preparation, I don't really think about who's shooting the ball or where it's going. We have a motto that every day is game day. So I just go in there and, you know, I try to do my best and stop the ball. And lucky for me, I have a great defense in front of me that gives me the best opportunity.
Yeah, it was a big senior class. We added Kate Ivory from Cornell University. She added a great deal to the class, but I think this senior class, you know, they really bought into the tradition of Northwestern lacrosse and what the culture that we set forth right from the beginning. We have a senior, Caroline Gersick, whose sister played on the 2005, was a senior in 2005, and I think there was a great connection between the 2005 class and this senior class, and I really felt like they kind of brought it back for us, brought it back to the original days, and you know, what Northwestern lacrosse, the culture is all about, and so, you know, despite the loss, that's why I'm so proud of this team.
Anyone else? Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Great season.
Thanks
ten,
so much.
10 Final Fours in a row. Huh? 10?
200.
You say 211, right?
He's 211.
Okay, now who on this team right now is below 200? Remember, Caleb is...
Right, he's only had a few at-bats. David Lowe is under 200.
And we got to work on David Lowe.
Because once he gets over 200, then he's fine too, right?
Yeah, he's a work in progress.